I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. June 6th marks the date of the tragic 1889 Great Seattle Fire that burned 25 blocks of downtown waterfront Seattle. An extended dry, warm spring along with stiff winds coming off Elliott Bay that warm afternoon helped fan the flames and spread the fire from one wood building to the next with ease. You can visit what's left through the Seattle Underground Tour. A fire like that can happen today. This century, there have been a greater number of warm, dry springs and summers. Such dry conditions can elevate the threat of such fast-spreading fires, particularly in neighborhoods where homes are quite close together. Fortunately, newer structures have more fire-resistant building materials and a state-of-the-art fire response community that can help stop such rapidly spreading fires. Yet these kinds of fires still happen during warm, dry, and breezy weather conditions. In recent years, there have been such major fires in California, such as the 2018 Camp Wildfire, that burned through the town of Paradise and killed 85 people. And in January 2025, the LA fires that burned hundreds of homes. In western Washington, warm, dry conditions together with strong winds created fast-moving fire conditions during the 2020 Labor Day weekend near Bonnie Lake. The summer weather outlook for the North Sound favors good odds of warmer and drier than average conditions during the driest time of the year. With a meager mountain snowpack, conditions are ripe for wildfires again this season. You can prepare in advance today by building wildfire defensible space around homes and businesses. Visit firewise.org for all the tips, such as moving firewood away from your home, trimming tree limbs up off the ground to above your head, and cleaning roofs and gutters of debris. Help Smokey Bear and his motto, only you can prevent wildfires, whether in urban or rural areas. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.